Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Political Coffee is the name of the show, and we aim every day to talk about political subjects of the day, or maybe longer, that really are opportunities for you to use to change your world by persuading a persuadable person. It's what we do here. Or we endeavor to do it anyway. And I'm just grateful for all of you who take some time to listen to this show, both live and on our podcast. Programming note for you again is next Monday we are going to just 1 hour. As we're going to be going 12 hours of live political talk radio. You're not going to hear that anywhere in Oregon, I believe. I don't think there's another political talk station in this state that has 12 hours of live political call-in talk radio. After my show, starting Monday, you will get 2 hours live of Brian Kilmeade. And then Stacey Ann's up with Good Morning Salem for an hour. And then Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA is live from 10 till noon. And then, of course, Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. 12 hours. Think of it. You know what the benefit of that is to you? Is not only do you get to hear many different perspectives and hear other callers' perspectives on issues, but you also have the opportunity to get absolute breaking news as it happens. Because we monitor stuff. You know, sometimes things happen here on this show, and I'm looking at things during the break and so forth just to make sure I haven't missed something. You know how I've been telling you about how important it is that talk radio remains, you know, the standard here. Yesterday's subject about H.R. 1 is a danger to talk radio because it is a backdoor attempt at reinstating the fairness doctrine. Remember the free speech or the speech czar that will be created in essence in this bill. Well, folks, you got to stand against that kind of thing. And you also know that as I talk about things, and I'm going to get into the topics here in a moment, friends, but for today, you hear me say often, and I truly, truly believe this. You got to pray. Pray first. Because this is as much a spiritual war, what's going on for the destruction of this great nation and everything it represents. Everything good this nation has done from its very founding to bless the entire world, but frankly, to bless mankind. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, inalienable rights. Nobody had written that before in a document, a governing document, a declaration of the foundation and the reason for establishing a country and a system of governance. Nobody did that before. Till us, till America. That's why we are that shining city on the hill. That biblical passage that Ronald Reagan used so well. That's why the world still wants to come here. Look at the incredible amounts of people flooding to the border. I follow a writer, folks, that some of you may have heard of. His name is Michael Yawn. I'm actually connected to him on Signal through a friend. He's a war correspondent. He was in Iraq when I was in Iraq and been to Afghanistan many times, and he goes all over the world. He's now in Colombia. And he said yesterday on his message to me using Signal, He's in Colombia with a group of migrants. Okay? They're on their way from Colombia up through Central America to come to America illegally. I'm not kidding you, folks. In fact, he said that he just watched a CNN infomercial, which basically said, put your boots on and get headed up the road to America, because the door is wide open. If that's the future of America, we don't have a future, folks. Well, liberty doesn't have a future. So we talk about this every day, and I say pray. Pray that those kinds of policies get exposed. I mean, it's so bad now that irrespective of what Jen Psaki, the feeble Joe Biden's press secretary, says, the DHS secretary, this Mayorkas character, is now, I mean, it's so bad he's now calling for volunteers to go to the border. Why? Because they're overwhelmed. Because they just flat opened up the borders. Overwhelmed with all these little kids. If we want to preserve liberty, we better pray that ideas like this not only get exposed, but roundly criticized and made fun of. Yes, ridicule is a powerful tool. It's not always a good tool. You've heard me say that before. It's one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. It's part of human nature, and it works. So I'm going to ridicule a proposed California law. No kidding. They are going to, it just proves you can't fix stupid. This is from The Lid. California politicians, here's the headline. California politicians trying to criminalize stores, retail stores, for having separate boys and girls sections. I'm not kidding you. We're going to get into that because if it's happening in California, it'll very soon be happening here in Oregon. Okay? You need to pray. This is insanity. But it is also an opportunity for you to accomplish what I hope is the goal and the result of this show. And that is persuading persuadables. By using this issue as an opportunity to illustrate the insane movement of the left with persuadables. And then they figure it out. People have breaking points in these things, don't they? Yeah, they do. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. I need to get to the phones. But I'm also going to say there's a great piece I want to get into that is one of our topics for today. The corporate boycotts by these big corporate donors of Republicans who stood up against the stealing of the election and demanded accountability and hearings. It is a spectacular failure, and it is pointing to exactly what I have been urging you to do. And that Donald Trump is saying we should do. Small dollar populist donations. There is a populist revolution in fundraising. And you and I need to be a part of it at every level, including the $2,700 fine levied against Mike Nierman because he didn't shut the door behind him when he walked out of the Capitol building. And the idiots walked in there, mixed it up with the state police. All of that's on tap for today, but got to go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We will start first with Bill. Bill, good morning. Your thoughts? Bill, are you there? Can't hear you. Phil, is Bill there still? I know he left and then he came back. All right. If we can't get Bill, then we'll move on to Ron. Ron, are you there? Okay, can't hear anybody. So, Phil, see what you can do to get people on the air with me if you can. That would be good. So, there's lots of interesting things going on, including we've been asking you to get involved in local elections. There's a story in the Statesman Journal today about a school board election vote is stalled due to a technical glitch. Oh, goody. Just what we need. More stalling. So, small dollar donations. This is a powerful thing. There's a story in the American Thinker today, and you guys on the line, hang on. We will try to figure out why. You know, there's Phil. So what are we doing, Phil? We'll try Ron. Okay, Ron, you're up. Good morning.
Hello, my friend. How you doing?
I'm awesome today. How about you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about it. It's nice since January 20th, they tied Department of Homeland Security at the border, all of fine law enforcement from doing their duties, reassigning them. They're basically trying to strip the organization like AOC and the Squad and Al Green, Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters, and all the other carpetbagging trash that wants to undermine our liberty to give a handout for others in a depressed, a borderline recessive economy that they try to tax out of existence in this state, or the whole left coast, the eastern province, East Pacific province of China. And at the same time, by doing that, and you got CNN inviting people up, isn't there something called undermining our government by their action, by using free press, in turn costs us economically, unwarrantedly? At the same time, we, the Joe taxpayers, who's only going to get less than 10% of a $1.9 trillion COVID bill?
Yeah, it's so more like 6%. It's stunning how much waste there is. You know, did you know, Ron, that some of that money in that COVID bill won't even be spent till 2028?
Yes. I will say this. They said there are some grants for us minorities that might have any agriculture. I might check it out. Let's see how much money there really is, if they want to throw it away, at least throw it away here in America for small business.
Are you surprised they didn't try to put reparations in that thing?
I thought they might put $100,000 for every black American if they can prove that they're ethnic. I think that would be a bad boozer, but you know what's funny? They would rather cater to Chi, Ukraine, Utopian of the World Economic Forums, those clowns, than take care of people that need a lift up. We need to help the kids in this country from the depression that this COVID Wuhan virus is causing. The small business has been beaten up, burnt, rebuilt, burnt, regulated out, eaten outdoor, extra cost to at least $5,000 to $10,000 per restaurant in this state. And yet, we're gonna give PERS 40% and give with education another $1.5 billion. And we want more money for education, and yet maybe a third to half the graduating kids from 9th to 12th grade may have to repeat this summer. So it justifies more money.
They'll never have enough, Ron.
Right out of the force.
Yep. They will never have enough.
We need prayers.
The damage Kate Brown's lockdown to schools and these kids' lives is, we haven't even begun to see it. Ron, thank you. Bill, hang on all through the break. I'll get you when we come back.
Hating believers and light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past 6 o'clock. We'll go right back to the phones. Bill, good morning. Thanks for hanging on through the break. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Jeff. So here's what I got. I called last Friday about my kids playing football, and we're not allowed to go watch. So what happened was, I went to West Salem. There was no really cars around. There were some parents outside. So I walked up the fence. All the gates were shut, There was a police officer inside. The bleachers were totally empty while the kids were playing football. And what I was told is we're not allowed to come in. And if parents did band together to come in, you'd either be arrested or the kids won't be allowed to play football.
Unbelievable. What was your reaction when you were told that?
I was really, really upset. I want to do something, but I feel like if we do, we're setting a bad example for our kids, because we're going to get arrested, we're going to cause a scene, and then they won't get to play football. But at the same time, they're violating our rights as a taxpayer who pays for the coaches, pays for those uniforms, pays for that field, and we're not allowed to utilize it. And the thing is, with West Salem High School, their stadium's so big, we can social distance 12 feet and still not violate the 6-foot rule. It's very frustrating. It's like we're damned if we do and damned if we don't.
Yeah, you're right. And you are smart to be sensitive to the idea of setting a bad example. Let me ask you this question. I don't know if you have the answer to it, if you know the answer to it, but is it the school board's discretion to have a police officer there and threaten arrest? Is that the school board's decision, or is that an OSAA decision?
That I do not know. I do know that they did lock off the area, and with West Salem, the fences are kind of have black grids in them, so you can't like sit on the sidelines and watch from the fence. So it's just it's very frustrating. And then I'm part of a Facebook group called Open Oregon, and I had people saying, "Well, they can't arrest 100 people. You should all parents should band together." But yes, they can. And that one cop would call in the SWAT team, and then we'd have get gassed and bulleted and all that stuff. So, I mean, we really can't do anything.
Well, no, you can. And look, I understand your reticence at wanting to go down that road, because you wouldn't want to get arrested, because, you know, I mean, if this blows up into what you've just described, it's a huge news story. It's all over the news. Who knows, in today's cancel culture, you might get fired from your job, and nobody wants that. But here's what you can do. You can go show up in mass as angry parents at the next school board meeting and give them a piece of your mind. And you put pressure on them, because guess what we have coming up? School board elections. Now think about that. Your opportunity is profound, Bill. You need to organize all of these parents together, and you need to show up and give them a peace of mind. And at least not threaten arrest. Okay, because you're trying to watch your kids play football. You know, the other thing I would do is I would, if you can, if possible, bring your pickup trucks and back up to the fence if you can, or get close and put your step ladders up there with seats on them and watch the game. Let them try to.
That would be good.
Yeah. That's how you push back. I mean, this is an election time. You make the school board members' lives really uncomfortable. Why? Because you show up and you're angry as parents. Be respectful,
right?
But you let them know you're passionately against this. This is insane, and that school board ought to listen to you, because you know what? It's your property. You're the taxpayers. They work for you, and so does the entire administration, and so do all those teachers and those coaches. They work for you. Never forget that.
Well, are we even allowed to have meetings? Because I think of COVID, or you can't even do that.
Well, then you show up outside the building and you protest.
Yeah.
And then try to call the cops on you there. I mean, if you're peacefully protesting and you're, handing out signs and you're standing there, why would they do that?
Well, correct, but you got to realize what's the definition of peaceful protest, because it's different for each group.
It is, but at some point we have to take a stand. I mean, I go show up at the Capitol. and I make fun of my friends who don't want or are afraid to show up now because they might get arrested. I put a bag over my head. Literally. I put it on my Facebook page. And there was like six of us, and most of them are listeners to this radio show. Because we're protesting that the fact that the Capitol is shut down when the Marion County Courthouse is open. And then I'm making fun of my friends who have all of a sudden gotten scared. Thank God, Bill, that our founders weren't scared to revolt against the crown. Because actually a lot of them were. That's why only 20% or 25% of the American colonists at the time literally joined the rebellion against the crown.
Yep.
So we have to take a stand at some point. But here's what I want you to do, Bill. I want you to carefully think about it, pray about it, because there is a lot you can still do. You are not powerless. You can still influence that school board big time and never let them forget. They have to give you time for public comment. That's in their rules, I'll guarantee you. Whether it's by Zoom or whatever. And if you got hundreds of parents who are upset about this, they need to know it. The school board needs to know it.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, thanks. I appreciate the report. You said you would do that, and I thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
This is just utterly insane, folks. It's insane. But it is an opportunity to persuade the persuadables, isn't it? Talk about the ridiculousness of this. Parents have to drive their kids to these football games or soccer games or basketball games because you can't ride on a bus. You might get COVID, even though it doesn't affect these kids. And parents can't even go inside the stands, socially distanced. Or they might get arrested. But they can sure, during the game, they can go down to Costco and get inside a little tight building with 200 other people. And that's okay. But not sitting outside watching a football game? It's insanity. Back in a moment. 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is 24 minutes till the top of the 7 o'clock hour. One more hour to go. I want to remind you that the show moves to 1 hour next Monday. Because we're going to 12 hours of live political talk radio. And a new talk show host joins us at 10, from 10 to noon. That's Charlie Kirk. So there's something else that Bill could do. Friends, I don't ever want you to think that you're not empowered. Because there's lots you can do. You know one of the other things you can do? I'll tell you what it is. You can get together as parents of all those football players, including the opposing team. Reach out to them through their booster club ahead of time and say, you know what, why don't you join us and let's protest at the football game? No, we're not going to go inside, but we're going to stand outside with protests, signs. Let's make up homemade signs, and then we'll call the TV stations. Heck, we'll call the radio stations like ours. Maybe we can talk Saltissimo into going down there and giving us a live report or taping conversations with people. Heck, I'd do it if I lived closer. I don't. I live an hour away. But the bottom line, folks, is there's a lot you can do. You can protest and you can get press. You call the Statesman Journal. Corby writes an email about this. He says, about West Salem. So the parents are setting a bad example? Question mark? I see the school board, the police, and others setting a bad example. Withdraw consent and get your kids out now. Well, that's one way. You know, the unfortunate thing is, especially with football, I mean, if your kid loves playing football and maybe has some kind of a future at it, when you take them out of public school and you put them in a private school, very few private schools have football programs. A lot of them have basketball programs, but very few have football programs. More when you come to basketball, because I did that actually my last 2 years of high school was in a private religious school. And we had an entire basketball league that we played in because there were other schools like it, but not with the others. Lee writes an email. By the way, you want to send me an email. It is jeff@kslm.org or jeff@1220.am. Says, I still remember the shenanigans I got myself into at high school, but that's another story. I'm amazed that one or two parents haven't jumped the fence, found a way in and back to open the gates so the mob of parents could go in and watch their kids play a game. Oh, no. Now I'm probably going to get in trouble for inciting a game watching. Well, that's where we're at. I mean, we laugh about that. But that's how crazy it is. Rich writes an email, bag on the head, question mark? She says, yeah, I was there that day. I know you had a bad hair day. Now, there was actually a Statesman Journal reporter there. But, by the way, I got to talk a little bit about the Statesman Journal here. Thanks to Corby for sending this to me. You know, Lindsey Graham, not the U.S. Senator, but the gal that owns Glamour Salon that defied the governor's lockdown and the governor fined her and sent the DHS after her kids, a bad parent, all that stuff. Well, you know, she's announced she's leaving Oregon. In fact, she already has left Oregon. So guess what? The Statesman Journal newspaper and a reporter has joined forces with their leftist counterpart down in Phoenix, Arizona, the Arizona Republic, to stalk her down to Arizona. And the Statesman Journal reporter is a gal by the name of, I don't know, maybe it's an it, you know, Whitney Woodworth. I don't know if it's a gal or a guy. You've got to be politically correct. The binary Whitney Woodworth has decided that she's going to join. It's a joint project, and they're very proud of it. Whitney Woodworth sent Lindsey Graham, using Woodworth's Statesman Journal email address, 43 questions. You see, she writes, good afternoon. In a joint project with the Arizona Republic, we are reporting on the closure of Glamour Salon and opening of Dream Built Homes. Our previous attempts to ask questions on this issue have not been returned. Please respond to the following questions by the end of day, Monday, March 8th. Well, that's past. 43 questions. Like, when will the salon close? How many employees will be out of work? How many months did you operate rent-free? Was your decision to close related to renewed rent demands? Are all of your Oregon businesses closed? What are the names of the businesses? When did they close and what was the reason for the closure? You said your husband ran successful business before COVID. What can you say about his business record? How do you explain his bankruptcy and business closures in 2015? Didn't he get foreclosed on in 2017? How long have you and your husband involved in real estate? How many states are you and your husband licensed as real estate agents? How many states are you and your husband licensed as brokers? Can you provide your license numbers and the dates you and Scott passed the state exam? What is your relationship to the owners of the house where the business is registered at? Why did you register your company at that address? what kind of homes is, what kind of business is Dream Built, or any of the principles for Dream Built licensed as real estate agents? And it goes on, isn't this misleading? If you and your husband aren't licensed realtors, how can you legally advertise your husband as a real estate agent on your website? Isn't that misleading? You see where they're headed with this, folks? The cancel culture of the mainstream media, of the Statesman Journal, Whitney Woodworth, is going after Glamour Salon, a Oregonian. So, you know what? I mean, this is pathetic. So, you know what Lindsey Graham said? Here's what she said when she announced that she was leaving. The feminist in me is outraged, but the spirit of Christ within me is overjoyed. What was meant for my destruction has been turned into the greatest blessing. Overcoming adversity and new opportunities have been created for myself and my family. I'm grateful that Oregon's supermajority has made it next to impossible for businesses to operate. I'm grateful that Kate Brown sent DHS CPS after my children. I'm grateful to Oregon's blatant cancel culture and the seemingly hate-filled social justice warriors. My eyes are now fully opened to the crystal clear line in the sand, and there's no going back. Now, Lindsey Graham, by the way, provided this statement to the National File. This is an InfoWars story, and I'll have it on the show plan. She continued, hatred is the tool of the oppressors and a type of mental servitude. Well said, Lindsey. Hatred is the tool of oppressors and a type of mental servitude. So the next time a leftist or a news reporter, oh, excuse me, I guess they're the same in the case of the binary Whitney Woodworth, or a leftist politician, or an Antifa idiot, or a Black Lives Matter communist spouts off some hateful rhetoric, we just respond by saying, hatred is the tool of oppressors and a type of mental servitude. She continues, while I was shocked at the obvious targeting and unprofessional use of the tyrannical force employed by Kate Brown's apparent dictatorship, I have nothing but love and gratitude in my heart, and I absolutely refuse to be bound by hatred or struggle. Glamour Salon is closing. Our family has moved out of Oregon to a deep red land of economic opportunity, and I have nothing left to lose. Kate Brown gave me a voice and a platform, and I intend to use it, as are the countless other small business owners who've stepped into the cold reality Brown created by allowing large businesses to operate while keeping family-owned and Main Street businesses shuttered beyond a timeline that was feasible for survival. I pray that those still trying to run small businesses in Oregon can survive, and those placing burdens upon these businesses stop turning a blind eye to the politics they are playing with these people's lives and livelihoods. You can certainly expect to see big things coming from me soon, as the fire has forged a new strength in me that I didn't know existed. Well said, Lindsey. And shame on Whitney Woodworth for becoming a cancel culture leftist reporter and joining with a cancel culture leftist newspaper in Phoenix called the Arizona Republic to go after and track someone who defied Kate. Arizona's a different place, Whitney. You might think that. Because there you can carry guns openly and no concealed carry is needed. Not that that matters in any way, does it? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Thanks to Freedom Heating and Air for being a great company based in Salem here that makes your life better. Not only do they keep your furnace systems working right so that they work right, or your heat pump systems, your air conditioners, whatever, but they also have these great air filtration systems that make your home a lot safer from all the bugs flying around. I mean, the viruses and stuff like that flying around in the air, certainly dust and those kinds of things. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. They have a great and courteous staff. It's one of the reasons they've been around for well over 40 years here. Survived a lot of ups and downs, including the business cycles brought on by just business cycle or politicians like Kate Brown. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. Check them out. It's well worth your time. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Let's go to the phones and go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. So, Statesman Journal is run by USA Today, which, of course, yep, we all know is garbage fish wrapper. And obviously promulgates news that isn't news and don't care about us Oregonians. Obvious. So, they're promoting cancel culture. Maybe we should promote cancel culture. Cancel your subscription to the Statesman Journal. Cancel your subscription to USA Today and get your news where it's credible, because neither one of those publications have credible news, as we all know. Yep. So fight fire with fire. I hope Lindsay has a great life in Arizona. Unfortunately, I'm 65 years old. Can't start over. So I'm going to stay here and fight, but the way we fight is to not promote those publications who lie and print half-truths and, you know, have created most of the problem in our country anyway. That is for sure. So that's my comments to start with, Jeff. You know,
well, you're right. I mean, I agree, Art. I mean, look, why should we? This is why I no longer do any business with Amazon, period. I'm not going to give them my money. When they cancel a platform that allowed me to speak my mind, mm-hmm, I'm not going to help them do that.
Oh, absolutely not, Jeff. And, you know, as far as the school sports stuff goes and everything, we know who's behind all of this, and that's our illustrious governor, Kate Brown. Unfortunately, all sports have had to adjust, to this COVID-19 thing, and it just, you know, it tears me apart. But Kate Brown is the one who is doing all this to, the parents. And it's a sad state of affairs, but let's all say it like it is. Get rid of Kate Brown and we get rid of most of the problems that we have here in Oregon. Not that the Democratic Party is
No, you don't. Unfortunately, the only way you, no, because if we recalled Kate Brown, like apparently I think has happened in California with Gavin Newsom, you get Shamia Fagan. And she's worse than, believe me, she's worse than Kate Brown. You haven't seen tyranny till you've seen what's going to come out of this woman's brain.
Well, I understand that, but they do to have an election. I mean, yeah.
Well,
Shamia would be
I agree.
But there would be an election, Jeff. and Shamia wouldn't have the job for hopefully not very long. But anyways, I just wanted to throw those things in there this morning, Jeff. You know, causing problems, and I hate to say this, with the boys and people doing their sports right now is just going to get them to cancel it. And these kids need to get to participate. God only knows that. So there's no easy answer in it, but Kate Brown is the biggest part of the problem.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Thanks, Art. I appreciate it.
Good day, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, folks, look, we have the opportunity as consumers to choose to subscribe to the Statesman Journal's online version or subscribe to their newspaper or not, or drop your subscription or not do business with the cancel culture boardrooms, or like, well, this corporate boycott of donations to the Republican election integrity skeptics, right? You know, all these big companies that said, hey, we're not going to give you money anymore because you didn't think that election was right, and you're part of the problem. You helped create the insurrection, the armed insurrection at the Capitol. The only people who had guns were the cops who actually shot and killed an Air Force veteran. And by the way, nobody's been prosecuted for that either. This ban by big corporations has been a colossal failure and has backfired. In fact, Reuters reported this story. And in fact, I'm going to read from this piece by Thomas Lifeson, who's one of the founders of the American Thinker. And it backfires, he writes in the headline, and it creates a seismic shift in fundraising channels that channels small donations to Trump allies. This is the key, folks. I've said this before. This is one of the keys to us maintaining our liberty, our constitutional republic, because the big corporations, the boardrooms are filled with the cancel culture, younger, college advocates or college graduates rather, who've been brainwashed into leftist thinking by their leftist college professors. They now are making these incredible decisions like Disney did. You got to be kidding me. Dropping Pepe Le Pew, what? And all of these other insane things, like banning Dr. Seuss. This is insane. And the only way that we are going to make them straighten up and fly right is if we punish them in the pocketbook. You simply don't do business with them anymore. You do business, and I am going out of my way, and I mean this, and I think you should too, to do business with small businesses. Because as Lindsey Graham pointed out in her email to the National File, this is the effect of Kate Brown's tyrannical, unconstitutional edicts to help the big box stores that, by the way, give lots of money to Democrats in power and destroy the small businesses. Back in a moment. I'm just getting started on this, folks. There's lots of talk. Don't believe it.